This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed 5 critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. These projects span 5 states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister said that in the last decade, Pragati led ecosystem has helped accelerate projects worth more than 85 lakh crore rupees. More details in this report.
Since 2014, 377 projects have been reviewed under Pragati. Across these projects, 2,958 out of 3,162 identified issues have been resolved, which is around 94%. This initiative has significantly reduced delays, cost overruns, and coordination failures. During the meeting, Prime Minister said that as India moves at a faster pace, the relevance of Pragati has grown further. He noted that Pragati is essential to sustain reform momentum and ensure delivery. Prime Minister said Viksit Bharat at 2047 is both a national resolve and a time-bound target, and Pragati is a powerful accelerator to achieve it. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has issued a strong rebuttal following the filing of 2 police complaints against the Chief Election Commissioner and the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal regarding the SIR process. In a formal statement, the CEO's office dismissed the allegations as pre-planned and baseless, labelling them a deliberate attempt to intimidate officials performing their legal duties for SIR 2026. The commission asserted that these intimidation tactics are designed to derail the electoral process through external pressure. The poll body maintained that such efforts would not succeed. Government has notified February 1st as the date from which additional excise duty will be levied on tobacco products and a new cess on pan masala. The new levies on tobacco and pan masala will be over and above the GST rate and will replace the compensation cess which is currently being levied on such sin goods. According to the notification, pan masala, cigarettes, tobacco and similar products will attract a GST rate of 40%, while BD will attract 18% GST. On top of this, a health and national security cess will be levied on pan masala, while tobacco and related products will attract additional excise duty. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar represented India at the funeral of former Prime Minister Khalida Zia and handed over to Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP leader Tariq Rehman a letter of condolences from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In his meeting with Mr. Rehman, Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that Zia's vision and values will guide the development of partnership between the two nations. In his letter, Mr. Modi warmly recalled his meeting and discussions with Khalida Zia during his visit to Dhaka in June 2015, adding, "She was a leader of rare resolve and conviction." People across India welcomed the new year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. In the national capital, celebrations were seen at key locations such as Connaught Place and India Gate, where crowds gathered despite dense fog. The city recorded its coldest New Year's Eve since 2020. In the hills of Himachal Pradesh, celebrations were held in Dharamshala, while tourists in Sonmarg, Jammu and Kashmir welcomed the new year amid snow-clad landscapes. People in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh welcomed new year with fireworks and Bollywood music. In Telangana, Hyderabad saw large crowds enjoying fireworks, music and late-night festivities, and Bengaluru and Karnataka welcomed 2026 with fireworks as authorities ensured security and traffic arrangements. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the occasion of New Year. IMD has forecast cold day conditions at isolated places over Haryana, Delhi, Punjab and Bihar today. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi and NCR continues to remain in very poor category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.